Morning, everybody. This is Frank with Iron Age. It's the 8th of December. I hope you all went out and did the appropriate observances for Pearl Harbor Day, which was yesterday. If you didn't and you're not from the United States, can't help you out. Anyway, there's a million things to talk about out there in the news, which would be the blackmailing by Ukraine of the EU and America and the United States into supplying them with more weapons with their interest in, because of their interest in taking their war into Russian territory, which would cause a further conflagration, things like that. The Russians have now stationed missiles closer to Japan, which is in an effort to probably allow China to do certain things, which Russian missiles will neutralize Japanese response to. But this is an issue that I've seen for a long time. I know you don't believe it, but, you know, I was in, not competitive, but I was in weight training and instruction for a number of years, still to some extent, got a bunch of injuries, not from that, but from other things. And this is a problem that I've been seeing for years, and it goes over into the regular mindset of at least the Americans, which is now, you know, the American consumer or the American average Americans that lives their life through the YouTube system or things like that, they will have heroes for a minute and then they will tear down their gods because they find whatever it is that this particular hero or god is selling or doing at the moment is hard to do. It's probably hard to do. And instead of persevering and trying to be the best the best version of yourself, instead of doing that, they'd rather spend five times the effort to disprove whatever that person is doing, especially in the healthcare and not the healthcare, the sports health, show me your boobs and ass world. I'm not talking about just competitive bodybuilding, which is dysmorphic as it is. But in, you know, just a casual workout person or somebody who wants to be a meathead or something like that. Long-winded anyway. The story is the Liver King. They got the Liver King. Long live the king is dead. Long live the king. And for those of you who are living under a rock for the last under a year, the Liver King, I think his name is Brian Johnson. He is not the guy from the Beach Boys. He is famous for, he has a giant beard, long hair. He's very, very, has an exaggerated physique. He's, meaning he's ripped. And he never wears like anything but a pair of shorts. And he has this massive PR campaign where he just goes all over the place just wearing his shorts and his backward hat. And expounds upon the efficacy of eating organ meats for your nutritional well-being. Well, he is put together like a brick shit house. So all those people who are not put together like a brick shit house said, huh, this looks like hard work. He must be on drugs. Let's expose that and, you know, go from there. So a group have been out after him from the beginning. And a guy, it's called More Plates, More Dates. He's the one who got it. He got it through a series of leaked emails. Nice, right? Let's violate somebody's privacy just to prove your point, fucking asshole. You know? So let's take it this way. I'll put his video where he exposed it. Go to the part where it says, oh, these are somebody else's videos that somebody sent to me. And if he's a journalist, did he contact Liver King organization, because Liver King is a fictional character. It's this guy, Brian Johnson. It would be like Hulk Hogan is not his real name, right? So anyway, he exposed them. This is an email between the character and a sports trainer, some type, because it's discussing the cycle of drugs he wants to do or has done and this and that. The other thing. The thing that bothered me, there's a number of things that bothered me with this. First of all, let's go into steroids. Somebody, all of you guys, you know anything about steroids? Fuck you, right? Here's all you have to remember about any of this stuff, any of these drugs, if you are just a person who does not use them, here's what you have to understand about all the performance enhancing drugs. They enhance your performance, right? That's the name of them, but you have to perform. If you take a bunch of gear and you don't go and work out and you don't go and lift weights and you don't continue in your evolution as a weightlifter or a performance athlete, you get no benefit from it. It's not like spinach and Popeye the fucking sailor. That's been the big problem. People don't understand that. I don't know why, because, you know, some people are given a steroid variant for various illnesses, right? It's a big family we're talking about, okay? Or they hear about certain ones like Trenace or whatever. Now you have testosterone replacement, which is what gives them the idea it's a magic shot. I know a fellow who's opening a new clinic down in Delray, I think, in the next 6 months. I'm going to try to interview him. So those of you who are interested in testosterone replacement, understand what's really going on. And it's actually very eye-opening, okay? But in the meantime, the test alone will give you some of those benefits, they say, will thin you out a little bit, it'll give you a little bit more. It's not a positive mindset. Your body's readjusting to what it was like 20, 30 years ago. The trend and all this other shit they're going to mention these guys taking, that's going to get you big and strong, right? In that video, once again, you'll see where I'm going with this because I'm a fucking idiot with this stuff. So in these referenced emails, there's a picture of the guy, which they don't show, which I think is disingenuous of this plates guy. When he says, well, he looks pretty good there. Looks pretty good there, right? Let's see that picture, because what's probably been occurring is the Liver King guy is in his 40s, right? He's been working out. He says right there, I'm having a hard time getting rid of that pesky back fat. I'm just telling, you know, I'm not defending the guy. You'll see where this is about. He's trying to make himself look model perfect. He's already, from what, you know, the little bit of the thing, I would like to see that photograph. He's probably already pretty big. If you ever met Olympic weightlifters after they go out of training for a few years, professional football players. Look at professional football players a few years out from where they were. You'll see them on Nutrisystem commercials because they're not working at that level. If they were taking shit, they're not taking it anymore. And the caloric intake is no longer being offset by a massive amount of work. So they start putting on the weight. Olympic lifters, some the heavier weights. And, you know, because you weren't really trying to thin yourself out. Like Alexeyev in the old days, or Lasha today, he's a big boy, you know? He's not cut. Strongest man in the world, whatever. Look at the strongman competitions. Look at Bill Kazmaier in the old days versus now, you know? Or Magnus Samuelson. You want to see a guy, you're like, wow, what the hell, right? And, you know, I've met Ole Martin Hansen a number of times in Norway. Same thing, very much a leaner person, not that balloon animal muscle, because they're not engaged in, you know, taking that extra vitamin to give them a 400-pound overhead press. This guy was doing it for aesthetic reasons. He's still doing these workouts that they show you. He does a number of workouts a day. They all look like they're fucking crazy, but he's doing those. If you had said that he was faking those, or like they had an issue with people with fake weights, I'm more concerned with that. That would concern me is if I have a supplement company, because this is ultimately where it goes for them to harm this guy. This is cancel culture. Now, he's a cartoon figure. If you see him, he does not come across as a scientist. Go watch him once. He does not come across as a scientist or whatever, physiology, nothing. He's an action figure, you know? He's not as good as my favorite, which is the patron saint of this whole bullshit, which was Rich Piana. Rest in peace, Rich. Rich looked like a goddamn He-Man character. There was no way he was going to tell you he was natural. There's no way. I think he had implants in his arm. Go look Rich up. Rich was the best because you could say anything about him. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm taking all this shit, this other thing. And, I mean, when that industry lost Rich Piana, they lost their way. Because now it's back to small guys with small minds saying small shit about people that are out striving. No one says that the Liver King's products are causing adverse health effects. That's what I want to see. I looked it up. If they're out there, tell me where they are, and I'll respond accordingly. Doesn't say they're the best on the planet, because a lot of supplement stuff out there is, you know, whatever it is. But he says in his apology that he is trying to push the philosophy. He has a tenet system, which is actually borrowed from an older philosophy system. Okay. That's really what he says he's pushing. The other shit, like you said, he's talking organ meats and things like that. He isn't selling the organ meats. I don't see how he could possibly be doing that. Maybe he does. I'm not going to spend that much time on that. But so he's not making money on the meat. And he has like a little book. And he has the supplements and all that kind of shit, probably usual stuff. For somebody to say that the body's unattainable is the thing that bothered me. They look at him, and I'll try to use him as a thumbnail. Say that body is unattainable. This is Joe Rogan, who has been frequently wrong. Regardless, I don't give a fuck how many drugs Joe Rogan takes or how much of a BJJ guy he is and all that. You know, you can be wrong. Just because you have $800 million doesn't, I mean, I like some of his stuff, but he's been fucking wrong before. And they'll say, well, I don't mean in this particular case, but the fact that certain body types are unattainable. Steve Reeves, if you remember Steve Reeves, when I was younger, you'd have Saturday morning bullshit shows. Hercules. The original Hercules is a guy named Steve Reeves, who was Mr. Universe or whatever. Back in the good old, like the 50s, 60s. Now, he's not Schwarzenegger's size, but the definition and the mass on that guy, and then Reg Park after him, if you brought him out today, people would be like, that dude's on drugs. Didn't have him, right? No, a lot of people who have met him, he was a very clean living guy, you know, had a lot of stuff going. He came up with power walking later on, because I guess his body just was beat up because he had these crazy workouts. You know, this is back when guys were working out with no methodology. You know, this is before the Soviet Union. And and there's also a thing that they call the Bronze Age of Strength, which would be the circus performers and things like that. I'll find a link so you can see some of these bodies. They're not the big balloon animal. They are finely defined. They're bigger than swimmers. They're a little bit, they're bigger than the average guy, not as big as like the strongman, not as big as like a Hafþór Bjornsson or something. Those are the mountain. So you see the mountain, he is, you know, a little bit bigger. And they say this guy's somewhere in the middle. The definition is there. And a lot of the stuff people do with certain drugs is to try to cut that extra weight down, you know, get that definition, you know, you'll hear a thing, doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is, it is attainable to a degree that will look very similar to that. So this whole everyone's on drugs thing is probably not, I think you're going to find that, and Johnson's the king guy, is taking it the wrong way, which is he should be saying, here's a picture of me, fucking bad as hell. And now that I have to be on YouTube, where everybody's a goddamn professional, everybody's a perfectionist. It's like you're in a fucking Olympic gymnast, right? I had to sort of tweak myself a little bit so that I can be relevant. Because people say he's fat or he's this, or I can't see the muscles or this and that and the other thing. That's what that comes down to. And then, you know, his response is he was trying to be a positive. You know, we'd already made millions as far as he's concerned. And now he shouldn't keep saying that, because they'll be like Donald Trump. They want to see his tax records, because nobody's ever happy, right? Because this guy comes out. And here's where I'm going with all this rambling. this guy's only been out for like a year, right? Millions. I think he's got millions of subscribers. And as he says, he already had this company and the company was already doing well. And he was not the face of it. He comes up with the Liver King thing. And it's also mentioned in the email. I've come up with this character. I'm not quoting directly. I'm going to jumpstart this freaking campaign. And that's why I need the drugs. Not that I want to build myself up. He would not have been able to do that in a year. I mean, you saw there was a guy, Boston Lloyd. He kind of did that. But this guy actually does a lot of intense workouts, whereas Boston has a hard time fucking like a cigarette. This is the difference. I'm thinking he's using it as a cleanup for the body to make it more aesthetically pleasing for the people. Now, once again, if he was selling products that were harmful to people, I have not seen that. If it's out there, I will apologize for him. I'm not defending him. I'm attacking the mentality of people who won't go out and try. They don't go out and fucking try at anything, right? They're like, oh, well, that's this, that. You know, strength training in general requires work. You can't blow those muscles up in an afternoon. It takes a progression of time. You don't believe me? Talk to somebody in Olympic weightlifting, okay? Talk to somebody in strongman. Don't worry about bodybuilding. Bodybuilding's not about lifting heavy weights anymore. They don't have to. Olympic lifting, strongman, or something in that nature where it's actually, we're recording the amount of weight that you move. That's strength, okay? Some of these bodybuilding guys that are all whatever, non-functional because they're there for aesthetics. And that's what people have to teach people. It's not the same thing. You have an aesthetics type of thing, then you have the rest. That's why the bodybuilders are taking insulin. That's you ever see this stuff called bubble gut? That's from the insulin. They're overdosing on insulin to try to cut fat down on their body. It's a certain Palumboism, it's called. It's not the real name, they just called that. And that was the side effect of it. Now, if you're using, I'm not going to go through all the drugs because they don't know them all. I don't care. None of them will give you this guy's physique if you do not do the crushing workouts that he does. The whole point of steroids is to allow you to rejuvenate your body after you've done the damage. Because strength training is destruction of muscle fiber, muscle tissue. Okay, that's what you're doing. You're tearing the muscle. And as it comes back, the idea is it will come back stronger. And argue with me as you will, I don't give a fuck. Go look at the old books, 1960 books, right? That's where we got all our certifications. I still carry mine, right? So I have to at least know enough to get through the stupid test. And that's what is like I said. There's guys making their career out of tearing down all these people. Sure, it would be no different than having the hot girl, remember Hawaiian Tropic, having the hot girl selling the baby oil, which was supposed to be suntan lotion, and everybody got skin cancer. You know, that kind of shit. Sex sells. He's an appealing, aesthetically appealing guy. He owns the company. So why would he hire somebody else, right? Because then you have to worry if that guy's going to go out murdering strippers or whatever happens in the NBA these days, right? So had to bring him down. What's your alternative? Okay, you brought this guy down now. He is not going to go away because his response was that he was trying to be a positive role model. There's a lot of male suicide. There's a lot of people that are unhappy with themselves. He wants to help you get better. And you guys are just taking a big shit on all of that. Which is what he's doing, and which is, that's what he, if he's doing that, then it's very true. You're just haters, okay? You're not offering an alternate solution. And that's the problem with a lot of the YouTube or whoever's business is, they're there to tear down their gods. They're not there to offer positive solutions. And body dysmorphia, people that are really overweight, people that are dealing with diabetes, people that are just dealing with an inability to set themselves into this new YouTube, TikTok fucking look, you know, because you see that. And as a younger person, I don't know what the hell they're doing, because I give a shit less, you know. But the thing is, you know, somebody says, hey, you fat fuck or something like that, that's going to bother people. I understand that, you know. Maybe you have to punch them in the face. Maybe that's what happens. Say, oh, how'd that feel? You know, I guess maybe if a skinnier guy punched you in the face, you wouldn't have felt it. But that's how it goes. So it's a sad situation, but once again, an experience that people should have to look at. It's a learning experience. Here was a person, he's out there to make money, kids. Don't get me wrong. I mean, say he makes $100 million or something like that, right? However, where, you know, and he denied that he did steroids. So if you follow the paperwork that they exposed him with, was once again, anybody who is stealing emails between a person, and even though it's his coach, it's a coach who's involved in the dispensing of drugs. So I consider that almost between a doctor, because in the United States, you don't see a lot of people. He mentions in there that he's strictly monitored by like a hormone therapist or something like that. So basically you stole medical information between a client and a physician. So you're a fucking asshole, right? But to prove your point, which is something everybody could see, this is what I understand. Almost everybody will say, well, he's on the juice. They didn't see him before that, where he's supposedly very big as well. This is cleaning him up. Just like if you see a bodybuilder, they look a certain way and then they go to competition, they drain the water out of themselves. They just wring the water out. That's how they get those good striations in the definition. It's removal of water weight from the body so that the skin just lays flat on it. If you ever see how my shirt is? If that was your skin, because you could pull on it like this, that's called crepey skin. That's when you know you've got most all the water out of your body, because your skin will start to do like my shirt is. Okay. But once again, you know, if any of you are watching it who are interested in that stuff, all you have to remember is this: that guy went out and did brutal fucking workouts for years. Look at some of his workouts. He's not faking that. Nobody's arguing the important things. He worked out for 30 years. He was a pretty big freaking cat to begin with. He took the drugs in the varieties that they are. You have to talk to somebody who understands them. I don't know which ones do which. Some stuff cuts, some stuff bulks, some stuff does this and that. He's telling the doctor or whoever it is, he's trying to get certain parts off that are fat. Nowhere in there does he say that, and that means because he says, he's like, I've done these crazy workouts forever. I'm having a hard time recovering. That's where steroids come in. I'm having a hard time recovering. So basically he's doing the same thing any professional ball player who was allowed to do it would do it. Does that make every professional ball player a total fucking useless person that shouldn't have been on the team? They had to have the talent to begin with. Always comes down to the talent. Comes down to talent and dedication to what you're doing, you know? And I don't know why I'm bothering with this, but it's just, I was watching, I support a couple of younger guys that are fighting at the USA Boxing Nationals, which is on Lubbock, Texas right now. And I watched the dedication these young men have. And you're talking from 12 to 16, right? 12 to 16, they're that mature, they understand the training regimen. They're that mature, they understand what you have to do in the ring. They're that mature that they'll take time away from playing fucking PlayStation to stay in the gym and get themselves together, okay? And somebody a couple of years from now is going to say, oh, that dude had easy fights, or that dude had this, or this and that, and the other thing, because there's always a level of negativity, especially in the United States, when people are successful, especially in sports. Now, I don't think that people in sports have the ability to do whatever LeBron, you know, I don't want to hear about this LeBron James bullshit where he's out commenting on global warming. Don't give a fuck. He's there to be a sports player when he decides to get out of sports and he can go do shit. He can run for Senate like Herschel Walker. He can't do it while he's playing. Can't serve two gods. So, like I said, shout out to those guys at the Nationals, Salim Bey, Pocket Rocket, Hassan, I can't remember your last name, kid, sorry about that. Bunch of the Rivera boys. Philadelphia is dominating the fucking sport of amateur boxing. Prove me wrong, you are wrong. You're talking the state of California versus one little city. But like I said, look at that. There's your role models. They're the guys that people are going to try to tear down next. And I really feel for them because you're doing all the right moves. You're making all the right moves. And there's always some asshole out there telling you that it's not good enough. Look at them. That's what you say. Well, look at you. The guy says, well, I'm not here to work out. I'm here to enlighten people onto bad habits or something like that. I said, man, that story is as old as time, right? Do you ever see the movie The Natural, where there's a newspaper guy who's trying to bring down the main character, and he says, have you ever stepped foot on the baseball field ever? He's like, I don't really like the sport. That's basically all it is. If you're going to be out there exposing things, expose guys that are selling dangerous products. Expose guys that are selling useless products. You know, the women's side is even worse. The women's side is 9,000 times worse because the women don't see it. They think, like, I'm going to go to the gym tomorrow. I have to go to an LA Fitness because they closed all the other gyms. There are going to be women doing shit they shouldn't do because they saw a TikTok model do one rep of it. And a lot of those girls are doing these stupid-ass looking things, you know, because it shows their ass off or their gooch or whatever the hell they're trying to show off that day. It's not that it's an intense workout. It's softcore porno. It's trying to lure other women to see if they can do it. And if you are 35 pounds overweight, you shouldn't be doing plyometric exercises like you're in the NHL, you know, hopping around left to right. You know what I'm saying? Work yourself up to it. Sports and weight training and all that stuff, you do not go 0 to 100. You have to learn fundamentals. You have to work your way up. This king thing is just a bunch of chronic masturbators trying to justify their life. You know, it's one thing that, like, we do here normally is you're criticizing or trying to bring up things about real world events. Liver King on steroids. Joe Biden fucking us up in Ukraine. Over here, right? That's where my opinion would go. That's my opinion. I worry about that. Unless somebody's killing children with some fake fucking performance drug, not too worried about it. You know, if the kid is out there says, I want to, used to say, how was that line? Dmitry Klokov, who was a silver medalist in Mexico. Strong fucking guy. Let me tell you, look up Klokov. And there was a meme that was, you can't lift like Klokov, because you can't. And that was a statement. And everybody, and I used to sit there when we were first, you know, doing snatch progressions and stuff like that. I'm like, fucking Klokov, man. The guy he just does it, right? He just does it. And he does it with huge amounts of weights. And granted, you know, he was a lot younger than I was at the time. But I knew what, you know, you look at that, like, you look at it for inspiration. You know, that's what you look at these guys for, say, look at this motherfucker, right? How's he doing it? Like, even America's Sarah Robles, who's the heavyweight, right? She's overcome a number of things, physical issues, and she is rock solid. You know, when she's receiving, what they call receiving, when she's receiving that weight, that woman is rock solid. There's no wavering. She was with Houston, Tim Swords, I think, in Houston. You know, all the shit that you want to see. And someone would probably say, well, she's juicing or something. You know, she's a bigger girl. Nobody's going to notice. They notice. You take drug tests all the time. You know, people are constantly trying to beat the drug test because they know at the Olympic level, that's where those drugs make a difference. Yeah, because we're all at the top. were the one, less than the 1% of an athletic sport, whatever the hell it is, less than 1% of the world can do what these people do. Any advantage, any perceived advantage is going to make the difference. Like those Kenyan freaking runners, remember when they were like the best thing? Then it turned out they were giving them drugs when they were in Kenya. Right? They're like, man, these guys are unstoppable. Yeah, they've been on fucking shit for years, but they train up in the freaking woods. So you got to fight lions and tigers and bears to get there. And everyone's like, just bring their asses down when you're done. It was a big scandal, right? Because they were the best. But what made them unstoppable, because even the best have a hard day, is loading them up with prescription drugs, right? That made them impossible to beat. If they want to have an open division where you can just pump dope into you, it would be like watching a fucking Superman movie or something. That's how level you're going to have. I mean, in strongman now, you have guys that deadlift over 1,000 pounds. Over 1,000 pounds. And I think I'd have to check, but I think the entry, because there's like an entry weights that you have to do. I think the least deadlift is somewhere like 600, seven, somewhere in the sixes, 600-700 pounds. I don't know if they still make them bench. If they do it like that, I haven't really followed it as much in these years. But it's massive amounts of weight. You have no idea, you know, 1,000 pounds, you're like a horse. You know, a small horse is like 1,000 pounds. And they're doing it. They're pushing themselves beyond, you know, better living through chemistry at that point. Now they're learning how to taper it. You don't see the big balloony look. But anyway, that's something that just, it amazes me. But the thing is, these people are dedicated. They said, if you say you're going to be the strongest man in the world, it doesn't mean just natural. It means I'm the strongest fucking, I'm a grizzly bear. You know, the people that do that, that's every sport. You know, I see men and women track and field. We have a good woman who does, was it heptathlon? She doesn't look, you know, they're thinner. But, you know, she's got all these disciplines. The decathlon's a pain in the ass. You're just ripping your body to pieces. You're doing more to your body by the time you're 27 than somebody normal has done by the time they're 40, 50. You know, I got the insides of an 80-year-old, but that was from an accident, okay? But they have that from the human body, while it can handle this damage, would prefer that you don't do it. You know, that's why the original marathon killed the guy who ran it. So I hope some of this made some sense. But yeah, it's just another one of these making money on other people's misery. And the thing is, for every fucking 10 cent view that guy got, what if, you know, it's like, to some people, it's the equivalent when you tell a little kid there's no Santa Claus, right? Some people were invested in this guy's program, and you're saying everything, by saying what you do, it invalidates everything else. The guy did a million good things. This one bad thing, which is it bad? I don't know. Oh, lying about it was the bad thing. Nobody says you can't do it, just says you lied about it. That's why they're always on fucking cat from California, because he's never been caught. But if you saw this, look, when you see this Liver King, I don't see acne. I don't see a lot of hair loss. I don't see the usual side effects from like massive fucking steroid abuse. You know, look, you got to see some of these guys. You know, you can't not see it on them, you know. But that's about it. If you want to check into it, it's become such a strange world, this whole strength and fitness stuff, that has very little to do with actual strength or actual fitness. If you want to get fit, you don't want to lift a lot of weights, go look up Rip Wright, R-I-P-R-I-G-H-T, or Ron Rizul, both of which use more calisthenic programs. I know them both. No, I don't get any money from it. They're both new entrepreneurs. Very hard to stop these guys. Super motivated. you know, work out with just pull-ups and you know, calisthenics stuff. It's a jailhouse program. Real good guys. And there's tons of other ones out there. You want to go out and learn how to lift weights in an Olympic form, contact USA Weightlifting. Look for a class near you. All those classes are taught by certified USA Weightlifting members. Okay, you may usually get somebody. I was lucky enough, when I was 46, I had to take certification. 46, 48. I took the certification classes. My guy had been in the Olympics. You know, he was a national team member. And two of the people that were helping him coach were going to be national team members. And for the price, you couldn't go wrong. Don't go to fucking CrossFit to learn how to snatch. Go to fucking CrossFit to learn how to do anything except for CrossFit. You want to learn how to do Olympic weightlifting, USA weightlifting, if you're in the United States. I would assume that other countries have similar programs through their own national boards. Plus, that way, if you decide to become an instructor, you can also get insurance, which is a big bonus if you're starting out these days, to be able to insure yourself and conduct business in that way. So other than those shameless promotions, y'all have a good day, and I'll talk to you later on. Bye.